This week is Parshas Vo'era, and we are going to focus our shir on the Makkah of Barod, which is on chapter 9, verse number 13. The verse says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashkem baboiker, get up in the morning, v'syasev nei paroi, and stand in front paroi, v'omar toilov, and you should say to him, Koyomer Hashem elokei ha'ivrim, so did Hashem, the God of the Hebrews, say, Shalach es ami v'yavduni. Send my nation so that they may serve me. Pasuk number 14 is going to be one that we are going to analyze. Ki bapam hazois, because in this time, ani sholeach, I will send as kol magei foisai, all my plagues, elipcho in your heart, vavodecho and your servants, vamecho and your nation, bavurteda, so that you may know. Ki ein kamoini bechol oretz, that there is none like me bechol oretz in the whole land. All the mefarshim are bothered by the change in language in this plague. This plague says that I'm bringing as kol magei foisai all my plagues. How is this plague all my plagues when we are talking only about the plague of Barod, the plague of hail? Why is this considered as kol magei foisai all my plagues? Specifically, when there are going to be three other plagues still. And also, in these plagues, it's written that these plagues are going to come el lipcho, into your heart. How does the plague of Barod, hail, come into the heart? The Orachaim HaKodesh says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Paroi that through this plague of hail of Barod, you will realize that all other plagues that I did until now came from the source of Hashem. Meaning that Paroi really did not believe until now that Moshe Rabbeinu's plague came from the source of Hashem. Either because some of the plagues were replicated by the Egyptians, or even those who were not replicated by the Egyptians, Paroi thought that Moshe Rabbeinu had knowledge of some phenomena that was going to happen, and Moshe Rabbeinu took advantage of that phenomena. And the Rachaim HaKodesh says that even though by the Makkah of Kinim, of lies, in chapter 8, verse number 15, where the sorcerers of Paroi say, Etzba Elohimi, that this is the finger of Hashem, which seemingly even the sorcerers realize that this is the work of Hashem, nonetheless, Paroi believed that the sorcerers cannot do this sorcery, but Moshe Rabbeinu, with his greater knowledge of sorcery, is able to do some sorcery that the sorcerer will believe that comes from Hashem. Therefore, Paroi was still unconvinced that the plagues came from Hashem. But by this plague of Barod, of hail, in this plague, Paroi is going to acknowledge that this plague came from Hashem, and through the realization that this plague came from Hashem, Paroi is going to acknowledge that all the plagues until now also came from Hashem. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu is proving through this plague of Barod, this plague of hail, that what he does is directly from Hashem, because he removes the plague when Paroi tells him, and he tells exactly how the plague is going to happen. And this plague is connected to water, where the Gemara says that whenever there is water, there is no sorcery. Then this plague clearly proves that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in the name of Hashem, and that Hashem is making the plagues. Then through this plague, retroactively, Paro is going to see as kol mage foisai elipcho, that all the other plagues are going to go in to Paro's heart. Meaning that all the other plagues until now, the six previous plagues, where Paroi was unconvinced and he believed that it comes from an outside source or from a different knowledge that Moshe Rabbeinu had, now, through the plague of Barod, all the other plagues convinced Paroi that the plagues came directly from Hashem. Therefore, this plague brings all the other plagues together to the heart of Paroi, by knowing that this came from Hashem. Therefore, in Pasuk number 27, Paroi tells Moshe Rabbeinu in this plague, Chotosi hapoam, that I sinned this time, meaning only this time I sinned, because now I realize clearly it comes from Hashem. Hashem hatzadik, Hashem is the righteous one, vaniv ami harashoim, and me and my nation are the evil ones. Meaning by this plague, Paro finally realizes that all the other plagues that was done until now came from the source of Hashem. Rashi is also bothered why this plague of Borod, of hail, is called Eskol Magafoisai, all my plagues. Rashi gives a very puzzling answer. Rashi says, Lamadnu Mikan, from the fact that this plague is called all the plagues, we learn from here, Shemakas Bechoirois, that the plague of the firstborn, meaning that the plague of the death of the firstborn, which is going to be the 10th plague, Shekulo Keneged Kol HaMakos, is equivalent to all other plagues put together. Meaning that Makas Bechoirois, that the Makkah of the firstborn, is such a plague that it's included in that all other plagues, because it's stronger than all other plagues. All the Mefarshim are bothered that we are not dealing here with Makas Bechoirois, we are dealing here with the Makkah of Borod, of hail. Then why is Rashi saying that Makas Bechoirois, that the death of the firstborn, is equivalent to all the plagues, if we are not dealing with that plague now, we are dealing with the plague of Borod? And if Rashi wants to establish a connection between the Makkah of Borod, of hail, and the Makas Bechoirois, and the death of the firstborn, what is that connection? In a previous CD, we already discussed this Rashi and we gave different answers, but we are going to give a different interpretation in this Shiur. The Torah's Moshe in this week's Parsha wants to explain the idea of Magei Foisai based on a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis 92b, and also in Baba Metzia, Daf Kof Zion Omet Beis 107b. There, the Gemara is analyzing the pasuk that's written in Shmos, chapter 23, verse 25, Vavadatem as Hashem Elokeichem, that if you serve Hashem your God, Uveirach es lachmecho, He is going to bless your bread, Vezmeimecho, and your water, Vaseroisi machlo mekirbecho, and I'll remove sickness from within you. The Gemara there says that Rav Meiri said the meaning of the pasuk is that Vavadatem as Hashem Elokeichem, that you should serve Hashem. Zu Kriya Shema Utfila, that is reading the Shema and prayer, because that is service to Hashem. Uveirach es lachamcho vesmemecho, and He'll bless your bread and your water. Zu pas bemelach, this is bread in salt, v'kitun shalmaim, and a flask of water. Meaning that if you serve Hashem, Hashem will make sure that you get at least the minimum required for sustenance, which is bread with salt and a flask of water. Mikan ve'elach, from Iran, meaning if you receive that minimum, then vaseroisi machlo mekirbecho, then I remove the sickness from within you. The Gemara says, v'tanya, we learned, machlo, sickness, zumoro, that's the gallbladder, v'lamon nikrumo shmoy machlo, why is the gallbladder called machlo, sickness? Sheshmoy nimushloisho chaloim yeshbo, because there is 83 sicknesses involved with the gallbladder. And the Gemara says that machlo, that the word machlo, sickness, begimatri yochave, is numerical value 83, because the mem is 40, the ches is 8, that's 48, the lamet is 30, that's 78, the he is 5, that's 83. So the word machlo is numerical value 83, and therefore, bekulon, pas bemelech shachris, vekiton shamayim vaton, and all 83 sicknesses are cancelled out if you eat at least bread in the morning and you drink a flask of water. And the meaning of the pasuk ends up being that through Hashem blessing our bread, which is bread in the morning, besmeimecho, and our water, automatically vaseroisi machlo mekirbecho, that all sickness are going to be removed from you. The Torah's Moshe continues and says that the Egyptian already suffered with lack of water, because by the first two makas, the first two plagues, dam, blood, sfardeya, frogs, the Nile was afflicted. The Nile turned to blood, they couldn't drink from its waters. The sfardeya, the frogs, stank up the Nile, so they couldn't drink the water from the Nile. And now the next two plagues, which are going to be Borod and Arbe, hail and locusts, are going to destroy the crops of the Egyptians, meaning that they won't have any more wheat. Consequently, they won't be able to have any bread. And if they don't have bread and they don't have water, then they're going to be afflicted with the sicknesses because they can't remove the sicknesses since they don't have the bread and the water. Therefore, in this plague is written that Hashem is sending kol magefoisai, all the plagues, which the word magefoisai consists of the word pei gimel moisai, which literally translated is 83 deaths, which refers to the 83 sicknesses that you get if you don't eat bread and drink water, and then that will cause you to die. Because since there is 83 sicknesses that a person that doesn't eat bread and doesn't drink water is susceptible to receive, and since now you are unable to prevent it because Hashem destroyed the water and Hashem is destroying the crops, then these sicknesses are going to come to you. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant by saying that I'm sending kol magefoisai, all my plagues, which is kol pei gimel moisai, all the 83 deaths, to you through this. And the Torah Moshe continues and says that el lipcha, to your heart, is also numerical value 83, because the aleph is 1, the lamet is 30, that's 31. The other lamet is another 30, that's 61. The base is 2, that's 63. And then the chaf is 20, that's 83. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Naparoi that through this plague you are going to get 83 sicknesses. During the plague of hail, Paroi calls Moshe Rabbeinu and says in Pasuk number 28, Hatiro Hashem, please beg Hashem, Verav mi yois koilois Elohim, and it's too much rave from the voices of Hashem, Uvarot, and the hail, Vashlachu Eschem, and I will send you away, meaning I'll let you go out of Egypt, Veloi soisifun lamoit, and you will not continue to remain in Egypt. Meaning Paroi is asking Moshe Rabbeinu to pray that the hail stops. Moshe Rabbeinu does that in Pasuk number 33. It's written there, Vayetze Moshe min Paroi esohir. Moshe Rabbeinu went out from Paroi, from the city. Vayifro is kapof el Hashem, and he stretched out his hand to Hashem. Vayachdulu akoilois vaborot, and it sees the voices and the hail. Umotor lo initach orzo, and the rain did not fall on the ground. Rashi explains what does the word lo initach mean. Rashi says, lo higia, that did not reach the ground, meaning that it stayed suspended in the air. Rashi says, vav oison shahoyu bavir, and also those that were already hanging mid-air, meaning that were about to go down, lo higiu la'aretz, they never got down to the earth, meaning it was a miracle that the hail and the rain became suspended and did not evaporate. Just as a side note, Meforshim write down that the miracle that the rain and the hail stopped mid-air and did not go to the ground, that is considered to be a huge miracle. And they bring a source to that from the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chof Hei Omed Aleph 25a, where the Gemara there is relating the story of Rab Chanina ben Doise and his wife. The Gemara says that Rab Chanina ben Doise was a very poor person, and his wife once came to him and asked him that he should pray to Hashem that they should give him something, that they shouldn't be so poor. Rab Chanina ben Doise prayed to Hashem, and they gave to Rab Chanina ben Doise a table leg made of gold. The Gemara says that one of them saw in a dream, there's a discrepancy if Rab Chanina ben Doise is the one who saw in a dream or the wife saw in a dream, but they saw in a dream that the righteous people are sitting on a table that has three legs, and Rab Chanina ben Doise and his wife are sitting at a table that has two legs. Rab Chanina ben Doise asks his wife, is it pleasing for you that the righteous people sit in a table of three legs and we should sit in a table of two legs? The wife agrees with Rab Chanina ben Doise that it is not proper, and she tells Rab Chanina ben Doise that he should pray that they should take back the leg. The Gemara says that Rab Chanina ben Doise prayed to Hashem, and it appeared from heaven like a hand and grabbed that leg and took it back to heaven. And the Gemara says that the second miracle is a greater than the first miracle, because we have a tradition that from heaven they only give, but they never take back after they give. And here, by Rab Chanina ben Doise, they actually took it back. And in our case, the hail came from a source that's higher than heaven, because the Pasuk writes down in Pasuk number 22, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Netei ez yadcho al hashamayim, stretch out your hand on the heavens, literally. Rashi is also bothered by the language al hashamayim, on the heavens. Rashi brings two different interpretations. The first interpretation is that al hashamayim is not literal on the heavens, it is figurative towards the heavens. But the second interpretation Rashi brings down, Medrash Agada, and the Medrash says, Higbiyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe LeMala Min HaShamayim, that Hashem Yisborach elevated Moshe Rabbeinu above the heavens, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu to stretch out his arm over the heavens. That means that this plague came from something above the heavens. And since the plague came from such high place, we know that normally it gives and doesn't take back. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, and the rain and the hail stopped, and did not reach the ground. That means they theoretically took it back. So this miracle was considered even a greater miracle than the fact that the hail came down. But we have to understand, for what need did Hashem elevate Moshe Rabbeinu above the heavens? Why couldn't Hashem have Moshe Rabbeinu on the ground and raise his hand towards the heaven? Why, according to the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu was elevated above the heavens? What does this symbolize? But going back to our topic, as we mentioned, the hail stayed suspended on the air. Regarding the hail that suspended on the air, the interesting Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis 54b, but we'll start with the comment on 54a. There the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned, Haroye Ma'avro Isayom, somebody who sees the crossing of the sea, Ma'avro Isayarden, the place where the Jewish people crossed the Jordan, Ma'avro Is Nachle Arnoin, the place that the Jewish people crossed the river Arnoin, Avnei Al Gabish, if somebody sees the stone of Al Gabish, Bemoyat Beis Choron, in the way down to Beis Choron, Ve'Even Shebikesh Lizroik Oik Melech HaBash LeYisrael, and the stone that Oik, the king of Bashan, tried to throw the Jewish people. The Even Sheyoshav Olei Moshe B'Shosh She'Oso Yeshua Melechom HaMolek, or the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat when the Jewish people made war with Amalek, or the Ishtoi Shalot, when somebody sees the wife of Lot, V'Choymas Yerichoi She'Nivlu B'Mkoymon, or when somebody sees the walls of Jericho that became sunk in its place, upon seeing any of these things, he is required to give thanks and praise to Hashem. Meaning, these are miracles that happen to the Jewish people. Every time you see those places or any of the objects of the miracle, you require to praise Hashem and thank Him for what He did by making a blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, who made a miracle to our forefathers in this place. And the Gemara proceeds to explain each item of that Baraisa, what the miracle was. Then the Gemara in Omed Beis asks a question, Mai Avnei Al Gabish, what does it mean, the stones of Al Gabish? Meaning the Baraisa mentioned that when you see the stones of Al Gabish, we require to make the bracha that Hashem made a miracle for our forefathers. What is the historical reference of that miracle? The Gemara answers, Tana, we learned, Avonim She'omdu Al Gabish, these are the stones that stab because of a person called Ish. Ve'yardu al gavish, and they fell because of another person also called Ish. And the Gemara explains that these are the stones that stab because of a person called Ish. The person called Ish is Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's written by Midbar chapter 12, Ve'oish Moshe Anav Moed, that the man Moshe is exceedingly humble. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish. And Moshe Rabbeinu caused the stones to stop, because it's written in our Pasuk, Vayechdu l'akoiles v'barot, that the voices and the hail ceased, Umotar l'nitach arzo, and the rain did not fall on the ground. So we see that those stones, who are really the hail, stopped in mid-air because of a person called Ish, because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those same stones, Yardu al-Gav Ish, fell again because of another person called Ish. And that person that is called Ish is Yehoshua, because it's written in Bamidbar chapter 27, Kach lecha es Yeshua bin Nun, that you should take to you Yeshua bin Nun, Ish asher ruach boy, a person who has a spirit in him. So you see that Yeshua is also called Ish. The same stones fell because of Yeshua. Because when the Amori were fighting against Yeshua, there Hashem made a miracle, as it's written in Yeshua chapter 10, verse number 10, that Vayi ben Noisom, and it came to pass when they fled Bipnei Bnei Yisrael from the Jewish people, Hem bemoirat Beis Choiron, and they were in the descent of Beis Choiron, Vashem hishlicha aleihem avonim gedolos, and Hashem threw on them these huge stones. These are the same stones, the same hail that was suspended by the time of Paro in Mitzrayim. They eventually fell on top of the Amori in the time of conquest of the land through Yoshua. Meaning the same stones that stopped by the time of Moshe Rabbeinu eventually fell down in the days of Yoshua. And when a person sees those stones, is required to give thanks and praise to Hashem. Then according to this Gemara, the plague of Barot, the plague of hail, wasn't limited to our salvation from Egypt, to our redemption from Egypt. It actually also played a very important role in our conquering of Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua. That means that the Makkah of Barot, the plague of hail, had a continuity. Number one, that it helped the Egyptians to release us, and also that it helped Yeshua conquer Eretz Yisrael. Interesting that the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Yudbeis, Simen Zayin, and also the Medrash Tanchuma, Simen Tezayin, and the Zohar in Beshalach, Nun Gimel, all agree that the Makkah of Barot, that the plague of hail, will play a part in a third event. The Medrash Rabbah says, Talom Berifyoin, that Hashem hung those hail in a weak way, Ve'emus Ayardu, when did they fall? The Medrash continues, B'mei Yoshua Al-Amoroim, that it fell in the days of Yoshua over the Amorites, as the Pasuk brings down that we brought before, Vahi Benoisam Yiplei Bnei Yisrael, it was when they ran away from the Jewish people, Vashem Ishli Chaleim Avarim Gedolos Min HaShomayim, that Hashem threw great stones from heaven. But the Medrash says, Vashar, and the rest of the stones, Asidin Liroit, B'mei Goy Gemogog, are destined to fall down in the days of Goy Gemogog, meaning when Moshiach will come and there is going to be a war between the Jewish people and Goy Gemogog, those stones will help the Jewish people by falling on top of Goy Gemogog. Comes out that these stones of Barot not only helped the Jewish people go out of Egypt, they also helped the Jewish people conquer the land in the days of Yeshua, and eventually they are going to help the Jewish people having full redemption, the Geula Shleima, in the days of Moshiach, when they will fall over our enemies, Goig Umagoig. Sefer Shemen Roy says that according to this, we could say that the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, Ki bapam azois, that in this time, Ani Sholeach es kol magefoisai, I'm sending all my plagues. He was referring to the plague that is going to last for a lot of times, because in this plague, you have the redemption from Egypt. You also have the war against the seven kings of Eretz Israel when they come in the time of Yeshua. And eventually, you're going to have the war against Goig Magoig when Moshiach is going to come. Therefore, this is a plague that lasts longer than all other plagues. Therefore, it says, Kol magifoisai, all my plagues, because this plague is eventually going to include two other plagues. Sefer Shemen Rosh brings another interesting thing regarding this plague of Barot, is in regards to the voices. Because the Rashbam in Shmos chapter 20, verse number 15, where we are receiving the Torah, there, after Hashem gives us the Ten Commandments, the Pasuk writes down, V'cholo om roin es akoilois, that the whole nation saw the voices, V'salapidim, and the flames, V'skoil ha-shofar, and the voice of the shofar, V'es ha'or oshein, and the mountain smoking, V'yaru om, and the people saw, Vayanu, and they trembled, Vayamdu Meirochok, and they stood from afar. The Rashbam is trying to explain why were they afraid from the voices. What is in the voices that caused them to be afraid? Therefore, the Rashbam says that Habarot Vavanim, that they saw in the voices together the hail and the stones, Kedichsiv, like it's written in our parsha in Shmos chapter 9, verse number 28, Hatiru al Hashem, pray to Hashem, Verav miyois koilos Elokim uvarot, that he should stop from having so much voices of Hashem and hail, meaning that they saw the hail. And the Mefarshim are trying to understand what's the connection between the voices and the hail. And it's specifically questionable on the Rashbam, because the Rashbam is always the interpreter who gives the simple interpretation of the Pasuk, and here the Rashbam brings a Pasuk that has to do with the plagues of hail. How does the Rashbam associate the giving of the Torah with the plague of hail? Sefer Shemeroish answers this with the Balaturim on this week's Parsha on chapter 9, verse number 29. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi that as soon as he goes out of town, he is going to stretch his arm to Hashem. Then Hakoilos Yechdolun, then the voices will stop, Vaborot lo yeoit, and the hail won't be anymore. The Baturim says, Avaloy Omar ala koilos shelo yeoit, but he never said that the voices aren't going to be anymore. Why? Because kiyu, because the voices are going to be. When are these voices going to be? Bematan Torah, when the Jewish people are going to receive the Torah. Meaning that these voices that were together with the hail are going to be when the Jewish people are going to receive the Torah. According to this, says Sefer Shemeroish, that this is what the Rashbam meant to say. Meaning, the Rashbam is saying, why were the Jewish people so afraid when they heard the voices? Because since the voices were associated with the hail, and the hail was suspended on the earth, the Jewish people thought that now the hail is going to fall. In the same way that the hail fell in the days of Yeshua, the Jewish people are afraid that if they heard the voices, that means that the hail is about to come. Therefore, they quickly tell to Moshe Rabbeinu in the next pasuk in Parshas Yisroi that Daber Ato Imanu, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should speak to us, Venishma, and we'll hear. Vali Daber Imanu Lekim, but let not Hashem speak to us. Why? Pen Namus, because maybe we will die. Because the Jewish people were afraid that the voices will come always with the hail, and if they hear the voices, eventually the hail is going to fall on them and they are going to be crushed. Therefore, they ask Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu should speak to the Jewish people and not have Hashem speak through the voices, because if they hear the voices, then the hail is about to come and they were afraid to die from that hail. The Chasam Sofer in this week's Parsha brings an interesting idea, and he adds that since the Pasuk writes down Vayachdalu Akoiles, that the voices ceased, Vaborot, and the hail, Umotor, and the rain, Loinitach also did not reach the ground, and according to the Gemara in Brachas that we brought, the hail did not reach the ground, it became suspended, but the words that's written right before the words that it did not reach ground, it refers to Hamotor, the rain. Then obviously the rain became suspended. And as a side note, according to this idea of the Rashbam, the whole Pasuk refers to things that became suspended: the voice, the hail, and the rain. The Chasam Sofer is wondering, when did the rain come to play? What happened to that rain? The Chasam Sofer says that this rain was used to revive the Jewish people when the Jewish people received the Torah. As it's written in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peiches Amud Beis 88b, that called Dibur V'Dibur Sheyotza Mipi HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that every commandment that came out of Hashem's mouth during the Ten Commandments, Yotza Nishmasam Shel Yisrael, the souls of the Jewish people departed. Shenemar, as it's written in Shir HaShirim, chapter 5, verse number 6, Nafshi Yotza B'Dibroi, that my soul left when Hashem spoke. And after they died, Vohorida Kodesh Baruch Hu Tal Sheosid Lachers by Meisim, that Hashem took the do that eventually he's going to revive the dead, Vehechye Oisom, and he revived the Jewish people. Shenemar, because it's written Tehillim chapter 68, verse number 10, Geshev Nidvois Tonif Elohim, that Hashem poured a generous rain to strengthen his heritage, which means that Hashem used that rain to revive the Jewish people. Then according to this Sefer Shemeroish, that you see that Makkah of Barot, of hail, played a major role in the giving of the Torah, that the voices of the hail and the rain of the hail played a role there. And since we know that during the giving of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, he went up above the heavens, therefore, here too, by the Makkah of Barot, Hashem puts Moshe Rabbeinu above the heavens. Sefer Shemeroish says that according to this Chasam Sofer, that says that we used a component of Makkah of Barot to save the Jewish people during the Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, we understand very well the meaning of a pasuk in Beshalach, Shemos chapter 15, verse number 26. There the pasuk says, "Vayomer," and he said, "Im shomoya tishma lekol Hashem elokecha." If you are going to listen to the voice of Hashem, "Vayoshor be'einav tase," and what is just in His eyes, you will do. "Vazantol mitzvosav," and you'll give ear to His mitzvahs. "Veshomarta kol chukav," and you'll safeguard all His decrees. Then "kol amachlo asher samti b'mitzrayim," all the sicknesses that I put in Egypt, "loy osim alecha," I won't put on you. "Ki ani Hashem refecha," because I'm Hashem who heals you. And Meforshim asks a question, that if it's written that Hashem won't put on us the sickness of Egypt, then why do we need to be healed? Clearly, we don't need to be healed if there is not going to be any sickness. According to this Chasam Sofer, Sefer Shemeroish says that what Hashem is saying, that I won't put on you those 83 sicknesses that I gave to Egypt. But he's telling us that even though Hashem won't put on us the sickness, nonetheless, the healing component of the plagues of Egypt, Hashem will put on you. Meaning that when it comes to Matan Torah, and you are going to die, and you are going to need to be revived, then Hashem is going to put the component of rain that fell on the Egyptian, and Hashem is going to use that component to heal you. Meaning that Hashem is not putting on you the sickness, but Hashem is using the plague which Hashem put on the Egyptians to heal you. Sefer Shemeroish now continues and says that you see that this plague now played four major roles. One, it played the role in the salvation of the Jewish people from Egypt. Then it played a role in Matan Torah, in the receiving of the Torah, that the rain actually helped revive the Jewish people. The rain assured the Jewish people's survival. Then it played a major role in the days of Yeshua, in the conquering of the land of Israel, where these hailstones fell on our enemies. And these same hailstones are going to play a major role in the coming of Mashiach, where the hailstones are going to fall over our enemies. And since Paroi was such an evil person, and his soul was connected so much to the evil side, then Paroi was extremely pained by this plague, because this plague represented everything that Paroi was against. Therefore, specifically in this plague, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Paroi that this plague is going to be El Lipcha, on your heart, meaning this plague is going to affect you deeply into your heart. Sefer Shemeroish now brings an interesting Chiddush Orim. The Chiddush Orim says that all the plagues were equivalent to one of the Ten Commandments. And the Chiddush Orim says that the last plague, Makas Bechoros, is equivalent to the first commandment in the Ten Commandments, because through the Makas Bechoros, the Jewish people went out to Egypt, and the first commandment starts, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Am Hashem your God, Asher Hoceisicha Meretz Mitzrayim," that I took you out of Egypt. Therefore, says Sefer Shemeroish, according to this Chiddush Orim, ends up being that if the last plague, Makas Bechoros, is the first commandment, that comes out that the makah of choshech, darkness, is the second commandment, which is lo yilecha Elohim acherim, that you should not have other gods. Then the makah of arba, locust, is the third commandment, which is that we should not take Hashem's name in vain. And the makah of borot, and the plague of hail, is the fourth commandment, which the fourth commandment is the mitzvah to keep Shabbos. Sefer Shemeroi says that since according to the Chiddush Orim, this plague is a connection to Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Omed Beis 87b, writes down that everybody agrees that B'Shabbos Nitna Torah, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Therefore, this plague has to make a preparation for the voices of receiving of the Torah, as the Rashbam writes down, and for the rain and the dew that's going to revive the Jewish people when we receive the Torah on Shabbos. And since this plague of hail corresponds to the fourth mitzvah of Shabbos, and since we mentioned that this hail will eventually fall on our enemies in the war of Gog and Magog, therefore in Shabbos, Daf Kof Yud Ches Amud Aleph 118a, the Gemara says that Kolam Mekayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, that anybody who keeps the three meals on Shabbos, Nitzul Mimelchemes Gog and Magog, then he is saved from the war of Gog and Magog, meaning that since the plague of hail is equivalent to Shabbos, and then if you honor Shabbos, that means you honor that plague of hail, and since the leftover rocks that were suspended will fall on our enemies in the war of Gog and Magog, then if you keep Shabbos properly, then it's only proper that you should be saved from the war of Gog and Magog, because those hail are going to befall our enemies. Sefer Shemeroi now says that according to what we just mentioned, that the makah of borot, the makah of hail, is correspondent to the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, now we could understand how Rashi associates the plague of borot, of hail, with the plague of makas bechoyres, of the death of the firstborn. And to this effect, Sefer Shemeroi brings a Bnei Saschar, which the Bnei Saschar wants to explain, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Omed Aleph 58a, where the Gemara there says that Akum Sheshavas Chayev Misa, that a Gentile that keeps Shabbos is liable for death. And the Bnei Saschar explains that the reason is that since Shabbos is considered Sharvito Shamelach, the scepter of the king, and since the nations of the world are considered subjects of the king, therefore the subjects of the king are not entitled to ever touch or use the scepter of the king. Therefore the nation of the world cannot use Shabbos, meaning they are not allowed to rest on Shabbos. But since the Jewish people are considered children of Hashem, and a king is not upset when his son, the prince, touches or uses his scepter, therefore the Jewish people are allowed to keep Shabbos, but the non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. That means that the fact that we have the mitzvah of Shabbos, that brings out the idea that we are considered children to Hashem and not subjects to Hashem. Therefore, says Sefer Shemeroish, that since this plague of hail is correspondent to the mitzvah of Shabbos, and since the mitzvah of Shabbos only applies to somebody who is considered Hashem's child, therefore specifically in Makas Borot, in the plague of hail, it's alluded to Makas Bechoyres, to the plague of the death of the firstborn. Meaning that since in Shmos chapter 4, verse number 23, it's written, Va'oimar Elecha, and you should tell him, Shalach Ezbni Va'yavduni, that you should send out my children, meaning Hashem's children, so they should serve me. Va'temoin Leshalchoy, and if you refuse to send out my children, meaning the Jewish people, then I will kill your firstborn son. Therefore, when Hashem is mentioning the plague of hail, Hashem is already alluding to that because of this plague of hail, Hashem is going to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians. Therefore, Sefer Shemeroi says that Rashi right here writes that Hashem is sending kol magefoisai, all his plagues, and Rashi says that all his plagues is referring to Makas Bechoyres, the death of the firstborn, because that plague is going to go elipcha to the heart of the Egyptians and to the heart of Paroi. Meaning that since this plague of hail is correspondent to the mitzvah of Shabbos, and since the mitzvah of Shabbos only applies to the children of Hashem, which is the Jewish people, then clearly we are considered children of Hashem. And if we are considered children of Hashem, then Hashem already gave the warning that because of the mistreatment of the Egyptians to Hashem's children, Hashem is going to kill the Egyptians' children. Therefore, Rashi says that this is the allusion that Moshe Rabbeinu gave before he gave the plague of hail, because in this plague includes the idea that we are children to Hashem, and if you are children to Hashem, then the Egyptians deserve the death of the firstborn. And Hashem Yisburach should help that since we are reading about the Makkah of Borah, the Makkah of hail, and since we mentioned that this Makkah of hail has a component that is going to be when Moshiach comes, that these hailstones that became suspended in that plague will fall over our enemies in the days of Moshiach, that Moshiach should come quickly, the hailstones should fall over all our enemies, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Bimhera b'yomeinu, Amen.